"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken, on demand, the podcast, at least for today and tomorrow. Well, you could listen to what you missed.
Oh, John and Ken, yes, that's right. You're going to have to start calling it the John Cobalt Show next week.
That's right. I got to start practicing that.
In fact, it would be a week from today, right?
Right.
If you're taking a couple of days off after our part.
Yeah, Tuesday the 12th.
Tuesday the 12th. It's the John Cobalt Show. Very exciting. You always wanted that, right?
I never thought about it.
What were you before I teamed up with you? The John Cobalt Show, weren't you?
Yeah, I didn't call it that, though.
What'd you call it?
I didn't call it anything.
When you came on the air at that radio station in Elmira, you didn't say...
I would just say, I'm John Cobalt, that's all.
Oh.
There was no formal presentation of the show.
Wasn't good enough to be called a show.
I never thought of it.
Okay. Some stories escape and they shouldn't. Some stories are not followed up, and that shouldn't be. One of the ones we're going to talk about now is Karen Bass takes her tour of L.A. to celebrate her first year in office. Can you believe that? Touting her successes. One of the ones, of course, she's going to talk about is the homeless. We already told you this report last week. $67 million spent with Inside Safe, 255 people permanently housed. That is not a success.
No.
But the story I'm talking about is the fire under the 10 freeway that shut down the freeway for a week or so. Obviously, it was not as bad as they thought it was going to be. It's holding up, right? Anybody check? It hasn't collapsed, has it?
No. Nobody's crashed through it yet.
I haven't heard anything in the traffic reports about it smashing down. So the LA Daily News followed up, a Southern California news group. This story is from the Pasadena Star News. A preliminary review of a program that rents space around and beneath California's freeways has identified 38 sites that could threaten public infrastructure, including 15 below the 10 freeway in LA. And the story goes on, of course, to talk about the infamous fire and the company that was leasing it, and they didn't pay, and there was a lawsuit, and they were going to evict them, but they had to take it to court, and that didn't happen fast enough before the fire. What I found most fascinating about this story: Caltrans rushed to inspect 14 of the 17 local properties immediately following the 10 freeway fire. They have a name for this. When they lease space to you, underneath the freeways and you use it for a business, it is known as airspace. That's what they call it. You have airspace.
They're renting.
Because obviously it's not a building. It's not a structure. It's
right.
just they're, land underneath the freeway.
They're renting you the air under the freeway.
Basically, they are. And this is one of those things, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. This is part of the underworld you never really had any idea was there. Businesses operating in the various sites, including a hydroponic shop, a document archivist, a packing company, a carpet layer, and a tow yard. One subtenant at a property on Enterprise Street sold car batteries online and posted images of at least three pallets full of batteries covered in corrosive dust. What? Quote, under certain conditions, batteries could explode.
Wait, stop you for a second. There's a guy who runs a document
archivist.
So he archives documents for his customers.
Yes, he's under the freeway, but I guess with filing cabinets or safes. I don't know.
If you archive documents with a company, yeah. It's probably important documents. Do they know that he's storing them under a freeway?
I have no idea.
I mean, would you?
He might be cheap.
Would you store all your important papers?
How much do you want to pay?
That's crazy.
I don't know.
That's really crazy.
Some people operate open air storage lots, wrecked vehicles, wood pallets, piles of tires.
All right, that stuff I understand, but important legal documents, I don't know.
This is really a world I could never even, one apparently uses it they offer to buy junk cars for cash. Satellite images captured by Google show rows of total cars, stacks of tires, mountains of components and scrap.
And a lot of that stuff is highly flammable.
It could very well be.
If the tires catch fire, that'll burn for 6 months.
I guess the state just decided we want the money.
And
so we're going to lease out to people who are not supposed to sublease, but they have been subleasing to others to put all sorts of crap under there.
Some of this, I see you can make some money, but not when you're storing flammable materials. And then you allow homeless encampments and the thing is, if they checked on all these things, nobody did anything about it. They probably filled out a lot of paperwork saying, well, yeah, there's a potential fire hazard here. This is
Apex's argument. Now, that's the company at the center of the 10 freeway fire that was shut down for a week. They're saying if LA did something about the homeless problem, because we mentioned this yesterday, John, they still have not arrested the man they suspect is the arsonist, but we suspect he might be homeless. They were complaining that there's always homeless encampment fires nearby. It's not that, our stuff would only burn if somebody burns it.
Well,
and you're allowing these homeless people to live there too. They're going to burn everything.
They've rented out so much airspace under the freeways, and there are so many encampments under the freeways. Obviously, there's a lot of examples of homeless people and these freeway businesses and flammable materials and homeless people starting fires to keep warm or cook food, propane tanks and grills. And
I mean, I'm looking at a picture that they took. This is one of the Apex properties, the airspace leases. There's workers. This one's on Hooper Avenue and 16th Street under the 10 freeway. And there's a guy sorting boxes. And in the background, you can see the wooden pallets. And it's almost like you're inside a warehouse or an office building, but then you actually see the freeway.
Yeah.
The overpass.
There's no walls.
Above there's no walls, right? I realize that property is at a premium in LA and it does cost a lot to rent space, but I had no idea that there was such an economy underneath the freeways. I knew there was homeless under the freeways, but I didn't know there were all these, quote, businesses operating like this. And again, they think the hand sanitizer was a big contributor. Apparently there was a stockpile of hand sanitizer left over from the pandemic.
The leftover from the panic. There's a couple funny things in this story. So Apex, subleased out their space to other companies. And one is to Joe's Towing. And they called up the owner of Joe's Towing, but he called himself Jose. We're looking for Joe. No, it's Jose.
All right.
Joe's not here anymore. And then it said other sites showed signs of past fires. Scorch marks were visible on the underside of the 10 freeway at a 16th Street lot.
Oh.
So there was another 10 freeway fire. Two others had burnt trash and charred sidewalks near their fence lines. So, again, of course, because of all the homeless encampments and all the rented space and Karen Bass, total failure. Caltrans, who's that head? Tony Tavares, failure. Newsom, yeah. Failure. They've allowed this to go on for years and years, and it makes the whole city look so dirty and third world, just so dingy and trashy.
It says here, listings online advertise low rents to share spaces ranging from 17,000 to 300,000 square feet. One find in this article is apparently somebody once hosted an escape room under the freeway in which teams of players try to solve puzzles to try to escape within a time limit. I've never been to one of those places, but some people like escape rooms.
Yeah, they're popular with some people. But I wouldn't do an escape room under a freeway.
Right, and this guy with Joe's towing says he's been given a month to relocate by Caltrans, and he goes, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to do. So he's a towing business that, I guess, tows cars to that. Unbelievable.
Go rent out a real empty lot somewhere?
So now I guess they're going to continue to turn this over to Caltrans. Is going to assess as to just how dangerous what they looked at is and how quick to try to evict these people under these freeways. But kind of amazing that this didn't happen at this level before. We've had homeless encampment fires under the freeways, yes, but this time it combined with the business and hand sanitizer.
Had enough fuel.
And pallets.
All
right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Victory tour.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
And another farewell message to Kim. To Ken from one of our...
Kim. Oh, are you going to be all right, Biden?
From one of our old program directors in New Jersey.
I'm Perry Michael Simon. From the moment I met Ken Champeau when I was John and Ken's program director at New Jersey 101.5 over 30 years ago, I learned some lessons that have been valuable to this day. Namely, do not speak to Ken. Do not make eye contact. Just stay out of his way. It worked out well, I think. Congratulations, Ken, on your escape from radio. You've done good. Real good.
He stayed out of my way so much, I didn't know he was PD there. He was? No, wait a minute. Yes, he was always just a lawyer to me. That's what I always remembered. He's a lawyer.
Director.
No, because he wasn't there on a daily basis.
Yes, he was.
He was not. No, he was not.
He absolutely was.
New Jersey 101.5?
Yes.
What time period?
91, 92? I guarantee
you. Well, we got there in 90. He was not there.
He was working as the attorney.
I knew of him. He worked for the corporation owned the station. And he was an attorney, right?
Less than a year later, he became the program director for the final, 91, 92. I don't have the exact employment dates, but yes, he was.
Yeah, I just don't remember him being there on a daily basis. But
it's because you didn't look at him.
No, remember, Jay Sorensen was the program director.
Only for a short time. And then he became a full-time talk host.
All right. Well, you figure, Deborah, after 36 years, you're going to remember things differently.
Oh, right? Yeah. But, Ken, I was told the same thing.
He announced he was PD then. I guess he was.
He was.
He really stayed out of my way because I don't remember him.
Well,
I know who he is. I don't remember him in that role.
But you saw his plan. Well, his plan worked.
Yeah, but I was told the same thing about Ken when I first started filling in on your show. I think it was 20 years ago. I was told by some people.
Not to look at him?
Yeah, not to talk to him. I mean,
Well, that's great.
That he didn't want to be bothered. But I guess I have bothered.
That is true. I don't want to be bothered with those people. That's true.
I was just telling Deborah, this is why families go nuts at weddings and funerals. Like, all the buried feelings come out at the end.
Oh, this is not a funeral or a wedding. Stop it with that.
It's kind of
I have a life well beyond this that I will enjoy.
Somewhere in between.
I think.
People put this right to me. If you really identify with your work and it is your life, you're not going to retire. And that's John Cobalt. He really just identifies with sitting in that studio doing this talk show.
It's 3 hours.
He drives to the station every day. He's got to be the male that, carries gets the paycheck, brings it home.
Is there another male in the house who's going to do it?
No, I know. But you just have you very much identify with your work as your life.
I think that's an overstatement. It's only 3 hours. It's not like I put in 12, 14 hours a day like some guys. I'm out of the house for three hours.
I wish you would some days. Thanks. Showed up, hand on the pile. Here we go. Where are we? What's the story?
Well, that's my whole point. I'm not here.
Who are we talking to?
Obviously.
What commercial am I doing?
This isn't my whole life. I wasn't trying to control detail.
We've been talking about the homeless. We got to just update you with this story. Well, the Skid Row Housing Trust is this collection of properties in downtown LA near Skid Row, which was supposed to be permanent housing for the homeless. What a shambles. And the headline today, the costs have now soared to $40 million. More money is going to be needed even next year. Because the place is a shambles. From what we understand, it's overrun with gangs, drugs, prostitutes, filth. A lot of people actually wanted out of these homes. Garcetti even posed for a picture a couple of years back where he was proud to introduce the latest
of
the Skid Row Housing Trust properties. Right. But it has been an abysmal failure. And they got rid of the first receiver who was supposed to oversee this because they're in bankruptcy. That's what they're trying to do, come out of bankruptcy. Last week, the city's Housing and Homelessness Committee approved $15 million in spending to cover expenses through June.
Why are we paying for all this? Why are we doing this?
Because this is their plan for permanent supportive housing, and it's not working.
But the vagrants have destroyed all these properties. They've destroyed 29 properties. So why are we spending money on them? Just let him go back in the streets.
Yeah, that's what happened. In fact, they had to redo a lot of these apartments over and over again. 30% of the 1,500 units in the 22 buildings still under receivership are vacant.
I realize they just don't care. You could scream all day about them being a bunch of incompetent boobs, which they are, but they also just don't care. How do you charge the public $40 million for 29 buildings destroyed by hundreds of vagrants who are just going to destroy whatever renovations are done? How nuts is this? And I love this paragraph here because they got a receiver for a while named Mark Adams, who has since resigned. But Mayor Karen Bass and other city officials did not fully vet him and were unaware of his checkered history and prior assignments involving low-income tenants.
This is the problem with housing first. This is the problem. You just want to take homeless people and stick them in an apartment building and say, they're in permanent supportive housing. They'll wreck the place.
They can't be trusted with housing. You can't give them housing, really, of any kind, because they'll just destroy it. They really need to be sent out to the desert because you don't want them in the streets and you can't trust them with housing. That's a huge waste of money.
What I like in this story is they've been taking a look at the city attorney has the previous receiver. His name is Adams. His billings, he charged $93 to write an email to a Loyola Law School professor, Jessica Levinson, complaining about her quotes in a July Times story. $93 for an email regarding a full-page ad he placed in the Daily News. This guy was quick to charge. $1,800 for an interview in May with Times reporters about his background.
Yeah, this guy was an operator. He was hired by the city attorney, Heidi Feldstein Soto, and it turned out that Adams had donated a lot of money to her campaign to become city attorney. So we know what that's about.
Yeah, this is one of these guys that felt like he was a high flight attorney, and I charge for my time. So whatever I do, I'm writing it down, and I'm making sure I get reimbursed for it.
This is what they want, but it costs us $40
million.
$40 million.
One building was declared uninhabitable due to an arson.
Garcetti.
Three residents died from drug overdoses on the same day.
Yeah. Garcetti was proud of this, and Bass is doing a victory tour this week. Can't make it up.
We got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan.
Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 until 4, just today and tomorrow. And then the John and Ken on demand podcast, posted after 4 o'clock, just today and tomorrow.
Then the John on Demand podcast.
That's right. And then the John
debut next week.
The John show starts next Tuesday, which sounds like a toilet, but...
Yeah, maybe you want to work on that.
That's why I had to throw in my last name. Somebody said, why don't you just make it the John show, like John again? John, I go, it sounds like a men's room.
Now. No, you got to go with John Cobell.
Or it sounds like I'm a customer for...
You're hiring hookers.
Yeah, type. Right. The John show, yeah. It's a collection of men who've hired hookers.
Call in with your experiences with prostitutes on the John show. All right, well, I can't go out the door without taking another shot at the vegan. Why not?
Yeah. Bring it on, Ken.
Great story. California's been at the forefront of healthful eating and plant-based cuisine for decades. But after years of being vegan, some very well-known LA restaurants have given up and they're adding meat, dairy, or both to their menus. There just is not a big enough audience for vegan food. Sorry to tell you this.
Well, you know what? As long as they...
A Gallup poll in August of this year found that only 1% of Americans identify as vegans.
1%.
I call that within the margin of error. Which means you might be the only one.
Okay, but you know what? I think every restaurant should have at least one vegan option. I'm tired of going to restaurants. And if I want something vegan, it's going to be... And if they don't have it, oh, we can make you a bowl of steamed vegetables. I don't want steamed vegetables. That's not creative.
Well, you're the one with the strange demands.
No,
why are you getting mad at the restaurant?
There are plenty of vegans.
But every menu I go to does have plenty of options that have no meat and dairy. They may be side dishes, but...
They serve.
Actually, a lot of restaurants I go to do have a section that just says, you know, for vegetables. It does. They make plates. Yeah, I've seen that.
That's the best you can expect here.
Well...
Only 4% of Americans consider themselves even vegetarian.
But Ken, if you're going into a vegan restaurant, why would you expect to have meat? You're going to a vegan restaurant.
Right. I have two of them near me. I don't know how they do. I haven't gone to them yet, but they're big sign out in front, vegan.
If you're married to a vegan.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to go to a vegan restaurant, your husband's got nothing to eat, right?
Yeah.
No, not nothing.
Well... One time,
yes,
it has been a problem because I will tell my husband we're going somewhere and I will say vegan and he says that I didn't. And then we go and he says, there's no meat here.
Where's the food?
I would get so pissed if that happened to me. If I was told I was going to a restaurant and there was going to be meat options, and then I get to the restaurant and I look at the menu and there's no meat options, I might walk out.
It's a bowl of sprouts.
Eric, you're not married, are you?
No. And I don't think I would date a vegan, honestly.
Be very careful.
Yeah, my husband said something like that. about insinuating that if he had to do it all over again and hearing me, yes, he said, you weren't always this vigilant when we went to restaurants. Are you sure there's no butter? Are you sure there's no this? Are you sure there's no that? And I said, yes, I was. You just don't remember.
Ooh. Like I said earlier, sometimes couples disagree on past memories, right?
Exactly.
This guy in this story who started the vegan restaurant, he said he did it during the pandemic. Remember Beyond Meat and all that stuff was starting to grow?
Yeah, I didn't like any of that.
No, I know you don't like that, but he thought, based on that, since it was such an interest to that, at least at the beginning, that maybe there'd be an interest in a pure vegan restaurant. Mm. But he said, we felt like we had to open a restaurant. We saw a lot of vegan restaurants thrown in the towel, and we constantly had to petition people to come to our restaurant. We just could not find customers.
We had to beg people. We had to please beg come people. For a vegan meal. It's like, what are you, crazy? Yeah.
So they're going back to mixing up the menu. And
I'm okay with that as long as they have something for me to eat when I do go to a restaurant. And it doesn't have to be, again, I don't do the fake meat. I don't do the tofu. Just have something. There's so many restaurants that have the quinoa and the avocado and the arugula and the chickpeas and the black beans. I mean, I'm so happy with that. I don't need
most of
the
my
fake
life,
meat.
I never even heard of all those foods. I didn't know what arugula was or chickpeas. I didn't even know these things existed.
Well, you're evolving now, right?
I'm
because I'm teaching you. I'm schooling you on other things that you could eat.
Well, there's a guy that opened a pizza place. I mean, Hot Tongue Pizza opened in 2022, moved, but they're moving from an all-vegan menu. I mean, cheese is so important to pizza. How do you...
No, it's not.
Oh, my God, it is.
What are you talking about?
I can't tell you how many places, whether it's in the U.S. or even in Italy, that I have had pizza with no cheese. No, I don't like the vegan cheese. And it's delicious. Whatever the sauce is, it's vegan. It's good. I throw on, let's say, some green olives and some pineapple and some spinach and basil. Ugh. Oh, my gosh. I'm in heaven.
Yeah, but there's no cheese on pizza, and there's supposed to be cheese on pizza.
No.
That's pretty basic, Deborah. Yeah.
I get a cheeseless pizza.
Ken, wherever pizza. You're going, can I go with you?
I mean, I love mozzarella. It's delicious.
Oh, I can't wait to have a New York slice this weekend.
Ooh. Yeah, if it's made good, boy, there's nothing like a really good slice of pizza.
You just don't have the cheese.
Pizza doesn't exist without cheese.
You guys are missing out.
It's not even.
It's cheese,
pizza.
Sauce, and bread, and then you have your toppings. But that's the basics, yeah. So without the cheese, that's big one-third of the critical element.
I'm telling you, I don't miss it. Remember, I haven't always been a vegan.
Especially the cheese is a little caramelized. No. Oh, it's really good.
No. And then you look at all the calories that I don't consume. Because, you know, cheese.
Well, we're winning. You're losing. People are.
How bad are you ordering food if your husband is rethinking the
whole concept? You know, I got really mad at him, actually. I got mad at him because I do it very quietly. I've told you. I don't make a big deal about it, but so many
times.
You
don't make a big deal about it.
John, I can't tell you how many times.
Who believes that? Who believes she
does?
Wait. Just because it's quiet doesn't mean it's not annoying for the server.
No. Okay. Maybe for the server, but not the other people at the table. I try to be respectful, and I tell the server to come over, and I do it quietly. But I can't tell you how many restaurants, and Ken, I think I've said this on the air before, where I say, you're sure, right? There's no butter, right? Then I go back to the same restaurant 2 weeks later, and then I say, I'm vegan. That's what my husband hates. He says, I'm vegan. And then he says, but there's butter in here. I said, but wait a second. You guys told me 2 weeks ago that you don't make it with butter or you don't have to. No, there's butter. So that drives me crazy.
They lied and just shut you up. That's what they're doing.
Well, no, it makes me angry, and then I talk more.
Oh, wow. You're right. I'm getting out of here just in time.
Everything's flying out of the crazy box today.
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Can you do the news now?
Yes, I can. Right, I'm a professional.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, who has a farewell message for Ken now?
Hey, Ken, it's Shannon. I'll never forget one of the first times I was filling in anchoring for your guys' show. And you said that when you think of me, you think about that song from Henry Gross about the dead dog named Shannon that she drifts out to sea. Anyway, you'll always hold a special place in my heart. I remember co-hosting with you for the first time and thinking, like, this is what I want to do. And you've always been so great to me. And I think the highlight of our time together was when you called Chris Little a stick in the hallway. Have the best retirement and safe travels.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that happened. There'll be no tribute from him.
He's here.
And I don't care.
He's doing the news at 4 o'clock, so he's
oh
he's
well right here. You know, I knew right away that co-hosting with her was going to be outstanding because I just knew she had the kind of personality. And I'll never forget the moment on the air with her and when she was doing our news. Remember for several years, and remember one day Ray came out of the men's. Ray came out of the men's room. He took a picture of poop on the floor.
Yes.
And he showed it to all of us. Remember that?
Yes.
So he shows it to her, and she could not finish the newscast because she was still thinking of it. And she actually stopped in the middle and just started giggling. Just, I can't go on. That was gold to me because it's like, that's the one rule you don't break when you're in that little news booth where everything's sacred and you got to do this and you're very serious. And she just, that's why I was convinced she can probably do what we do because she can break the mold and really jump into personality.
And not care.
That's
a good test of somebody's composure. Show them a poop photo while they're doing the news.
While they're doing the news. I think he peeked in there while she was halfway through the news and just showed her the picture on his phone. It's like, oh, that was the essence of that disgusting.
Well, it's getting to be a crowded room. Conway's here. Yep. Mark Thompson's here.
Oh, it's Tuesday. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And you're going on, I heard you're going on a cruise. You talk about that on the air? I guess not.
No, I haven't yet. No.
Where you
but
go?
I am in the summer.
In the summer.
Yeah.
Wait, you plan on 6 months from now what you're doing?
Well, you have to for a cruise.
Oh,
the thing's
man.
Almost all booked up.
I don't know what I'm doing tonight after the show. I have no idea.
I don't know what I'm doing tonight either.
All right.
But where are you going? Where are you going, though?
Iceland, Greenland, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland.
Wow, nice. That should be great.
That's all blown up, by the way.
That's what?
Big gut.
Oh, the volcano might blow. Yeah.
It's over. Ken, are you a cruiser?
No.
You will
no.
be tomorrow, after tomorrow.
No.
I no, don't you don't do that, huh?
No. Yeah. I may go. I may have to because I'm going to Antarctica, so
oh,
I can't
that,
get around to being on
that's
a ship.
That's huge. That is a ballsy yeah. cruise.
That's
wow.
How bad, that's how bad he wants to get away from here.
What a
yeah,
life.
He's cruising from here. We know that.
He's going to the bottom of the planet. Yeah.
What a life right. you put together for yourself, right? Made a ton of money and just, in the peak of your life, go see the world.
I'm nowhere near Mark Thompson money, though.
No, that's yeah.
he's that's rolling it.
Yeah, I bet you Mark made
he's going to teach me his gambling tricks.
Mark's going on a 3-week cruise.
Mark could teach you how to blow the fortune.
Yeah, exactly. You want to get through that fortune, but you'll have fun doing it. But it'll be...
Look, he reinvented himself, right? Weather guy on TV now, the talk radio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
What's the word you use, icon?
You made a...
I hadn't heard that word used.
Tim just used guru in that promo. Yeah.
But no, I mean, you made a lot of your money as a producer, though.
I made some as a producer and hosted some shows. Yeah, I've got enough to cruise to the finish line probably. Yeah. But
did you make any selling the shirt? Those shirts you wearing?
How dare you, Conway? Are you of all people? I mean, my God! You know, you get yours off. They're all folded together on top of some picnic table at Lowe's. Come on.
You have the same shirts my dad had when I was a kid.
You know what? I take that as a compliment. I do.
Same patterns.
I don't think they're bad shirts, but he comes after
shirts.
My shirt.
But I know I see you. I get nostalgic. I think of my dad.
I go to the cleaners, and I'm like, oh, that's mine. No. Oh, that's mine. No. Oh, that's mine. There's 9 guys that have been to Kohl's and bought the same crap. Your girl, Amy Robach, and TJ Holmes.
I love this story.
They split up, and now their exes are... banging around.
Yeah. That's revenge. That's a revenge thing.
Yeah. Maybe all four of them will get together.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. I thought they should have left them on GMA once they found out they were rolling around together.
Yeah, I thought that was a huge overreaction.
That was, that's catnip to the audience.
I know. That would have increased their ratings.
Yeah. Anyway, so Ken's last day tomorrow, that's a big deal. That's a huge deal for Los Angeles. Big deal.
Did we buy him a gift? Did we all go in on something?
I don't know.
I got him a gift.
What'd you get him?
Well, I don't want to say on the
air. Yeah, that would be right. You know. Exactly.
It's a cruise.
Well, which reminds me, I have to show up at your house to deliver the gift so you can tell me when you'll be home.
Just mail it to me.
No.
That's how sick of you he is.
No,
please,
no,
just mail it.
Here. No, it's too valuable to mail. I don't trust it.
Was it a Carney's?
Was it
Bob Menendez gold bars you're sending me?
I have your address. I'll just show up.
A half used In-N-Out gift card?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. It's kind of sentimental, you guys. This will be my last chance to chat with Ken and you at the same time.
Yeah. Your last ding dong.
Yeah. And by the way, Ken's last words on this air, he promised me ding dong.
Wow.
Yeah, it's how in great 24 is hours. Yeah.
24 hours.
Strong.
You really look moved.
To a big, big dog. Really,
so I want to go out.
I was expecting something else. His last words on the air will be, and then he said, ding dong. Oh, great. Yeah, oh,
that's right. Good.
My deathbed too, Tim. So.
That's right.
I'll be lying. Ding dong. Gone.
I'm looking at your cup from Carney's. What's your order? Big double cheeseburger? Chili?
Two plain cheeseburgers, singles, medium rare.
Oh, what a life you got.
He says that to everybody.
Almost as good as Ken's.
Yeah.
He will be dead soon.
I asked Mark where Cruzy's going on. What's the cruise line? He goes, Tim, celebrity.
Isn't everybody a celebrity on board? I assume that's right.
That's right. That's the idea.
Oh, okay.
Still going with that.
Yeah. All right. Dig Dog.
Hey,
Dig
Ken. Dog love you, Ken. Have a great life.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, buddy.
Bye, everybody, today.
Big dog with you, Kenny.
Chris Little.
See you later, Ken.
Wow, that's quite a speech.
By the way, Shannon got it wrong. I called him what Shannon said, and he called me something else.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. No, I think he called you that.
No, I said, hey, your show
is correct. Oh. He did use the term. I would never use that term. I've never thought of that before. Like, it was weird. like everything else.
It was great.
I heard that word. I'm like, what is this with this guy? Where did he come up with that?
Wait, he MF'd you?
No, FS.
No.
F-stick.
F-stick.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Somebody said, where did you hear that?
Yeah, Chris called Ken an F-stick.
Yeah. That is true.
Some guy today said to me, I was driving, cut him off, and he says, hey, nice S-box to my car. And I said, buddy, 15 years ago, this was top of the line. Top of the line.
All right. Guys, so desperately want to get out of here. Chris Little, live in the KFI 24-hour news.
There you go.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.